The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off time. We have Haley here. Hi, Haley. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. We're good. Except we're good. Not the ones getting blown off. So, I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's tell us your sad story, and then we'll see if we can figure out how to help.
It is sad because I met this guy. His name is Alex.
Uh-huh.
And I met him at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He called me after that. He said he wanted to take me out to dinner. He wanted to wine and dine me and take me out. So I just thought it was really nice, and I couldn't wait to go out with him.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. So did he take you out?
Yeah, of course. He took me out to dinner. It was a great restaurant. And it just started so well. He looked very handsome. Again, just complete gentleman. We had some wine. We had some oysters, which is interesting.
Yeah, aphrodisiac.
That was nice.
We had steaks, which was my favorite. He knew it was my favorite. So everything's going perfect.
Okay.
And we're
when did it start going not perfect?
So the phone rings. His phone rings.
Okay.
And, he's like, oh, I'm not going to take that. And then he's like, oh, my God, I have to take this. So he looks at his phone, he picks up the phone, and he's like, what? Yeah, like, this is all you hear is just, like, short terms. And then he's like, I have to leave. Like, he's freaking out. He's absolutely, like, freaking out at the table.
What?
It actually kind of made a little bit of a scene. Other people were looking at us, and I was just like, freaking out too. Like, of course, I thought, you know, I don't know what happened. But he didn't say anything. He just, like, ran out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, I've been in that situation before where I lost somebody in my family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know what that's like.
So, and did you run out after him?
No, of course not. He said, I let him go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So then what happened? You had to stick around and pay for it or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And it was. It's fine. I put it on my credit card, but it was, you know, it was expensive. But if it's an emergency, it's an emergency. But
okay.
The thing is that I called him. So it was like $200, but whatever. I mean, again, that's,
yeah, oysters will run up the bill a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but compared to something happening to somebody or whatever he's going through, like, I wasn't worried about it.
Right.
And now I haven't heard from him.
Have you called him?
I called to see if he was okay.
Right. Okay. All right.
He's not returning my call, not returning my text, nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like thinking something horrible happened and he can't get back to me.
All right. Let's call Alex and find out what's going on. Hopefully we can get in touch with him. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
No problem, Haley. All right. Listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
Yeah. Who is this?
Alex, hi. My name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Alex.
We're the widely popular hosts of the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Yeah, Mark and Megan. How you guys doing?
We're really great.
Yeah, we're really good. We're really good. How are you, dude? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. What do I owe the pleasure?
We actually, we're calling to check up on you because we heard you had a big emergency last week when you were out with Haley, and we just wanted to make sure everything was okay. Did somebody die or something?
Oh, man. I'm fine. Everything's good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what happened then? Why didn't you ever, you know, call Haley back after that date?
What's that?
She was worried.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because you had an emergency and you had to leave pretty quick, right? Was that not the case?
Nothing like that. It was an emergency. That's just the everyday eat it and beat it.
Sorry, what?
What was it?
Eat it and beat it. It's a regular everyday eat it and beat it.
I'm pretty sure that's not what that means.
What's a regular, ordinary, everyday eat it and beat it?
Well, where you're like sitting there at dinner and then for one reason or other, you got to get up and go. And then, you know, that's all she wrote. And then food was good.
So you left on purpose and there was no emergency?
Right.
Alex, what did you just say? So, like, nothing happened. Everybody's fine.
Is that Haley on the phone?
Alex, I thought somebody died. Like, I thought something horrible happened to you or your family.
What is going on here? What is all this?
Oh, you know, it's just your typical everyday blown off.
I thought you would have said something when you called. Like, you would have let me know.
No, that would have been no fun
no,
at all.
Yeah.
Hang on, Alex. You're making things that sexual.
That's just not even right.
Alex, so you never intended to stay through dinner. You always planned to dip out before the check came.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're giving me my money back. Second of all, like, that's illegal.
What's illegal exactly?
Conning and stealing from people and restaurants.
Who did I steal from?
That is a criminal act.
Tell me why. Who I stole from.
Not to mention that it's, like, morally completely whacked out. But that's another issue.
It is pretty messed up, man. You really shouldn't do that to people. It really is like stealing.
If it was stealing, I think that, you know, the bill would have gone unpaid. And it sounds like, Haley, it sounds like
bill.
You covered it. Yeah, so it sounds like nobody did any stealing.
You stole from me and you stole from the restaurant. And that's criminal. Like, you're in trouble.
I didn't steal from you. That wasn't your food.
Yeah, I'm about to regurgitate it.
What would have happened if Haley couldn't have paid the bill and she was just sitting there?
She could eat it and beat it, too. I mean, that can go all the way around.
So you both, okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't do criminal acts. Like, I'm calling the police, and I just want you to know that. Like, you're not doing, you can't continue to con people.
What are you going to tell the cops? You're going to tell the cops you went out to a nice restaurant and paid the bill?
Radio station line of you just admitting that you're conning people and ripping them off. And if the police don't take care of it, then I will call a lawyer and I will have them take care of it, because it is worth spending the money to get you off the streets and have you never do this to another woman or anybody ever.
Haley, let me ask you this, though, because really the point is, you know, do you want to go out with Alex again, maybe, or...
What?
Well, I mean, that's what we usually ask people
to
do.
Yeah, but I feel like this time...
I got a couple places we can go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all come visit you in jail, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. All right, well, listen, you guys, hang on. Again, we know some really good lawyers. We'll get you on the phone. I don't think I'm pretty sure it's not actually a crime.
I mean, it should be. That's extremely, like, since he's doing it to other women and targeting them, that's wrong on so many levels.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to an actual person who knows stuff.
Yeah.
About this. 340-95.
Hey, anybody who knows stuff, please call us.
If only we had someone who knew stuff working here. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. One of us should really know stuff.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.